Form 2 Tango Mobile.
N0TR Mobile.
Well, it's another scorcher already. Already up to 91 already on my...
79 over here, nice and cool.
Outside temperature's a lot cooler than the outside temperature. I mean, this is the outside temperature, so... Anyway, and also, so you're out buying out Aldi's today, huh?
Went up to 80 now, Rusty. Whenever we come out of the garage, well, it's about 78 down in the basement, and so it stays that way for quite a little ways. So that's the outside temperature, but it's just not caught up yet. Yeah, I don't know, any place else we gotta go? Don't think so. Got plenty of push water and all that. It was nice talking to Bill this morning. I hadn't heard him in a while.
Came in a while either, so. And it was good to hear him and everything. Now you remember everything he told you you need to do to get your dongle set up and working?
Well, I don't think it'd do me any good if I did. Now, I'll try it, but I'm almost certain I don't know what I'm doing. So I guess I should uninstall SDR Play and reinstall it. But I, as far as seeing whether that Uno communicates or not, I'm not sure I know how to do that. I just don't have the skills. And if Bill says it's kind of rough, well, it's rough.
Probably not all that thing, but the thing about it is that will install the drivers that you really need to use for your dongle. If the ones that if you tell it what you're going to be what software you're going to be using, and then it'll put the right drivers in there. So that might be, you know, you uninstall the SDR software you got. Install that Uno, and it'll ask what version of the SDR software. You tell it what version, and then it'll put in the correct drivers so that when you reinstall your SDR software, it should work without a problem. That's the thing about it. I think that's the point of what he was trying to get across to you.
I went to devices and that, and it says a sound card. It doesn't say the dongle, and it's got to say the dongle. There's a YouTube on that that a British guy gives over my head, more down your line, and especially Bill's line. So I don't know, and I don't want to crap something up either at the same time.
Maybe this next week I can take the time to come over and go through all of that, and we'll make sure we've got your dongle showing up like it's supposed to. And it may not be finding it because it may not have the right driver on your computer to recognize it. So, I had that problem with a piece of software I was using, that I didn't have the right driver for the radio on the computer. And it wasn't finding my radio. But once I went uninstalled things and then reinstalled the right driver and then connected the radio back, everything seemed to work after that. So, you know, sometimes it's a case of the order in which you do things has got to be a certain way or it ain't going to work.
Yeah, I just had a fancy Jaguar Sport right in front of me. No turn signal whatsoever. But that's a $100,000+ car, the idiot. Anyways, yeah, I'd appreciate it, Rusty, if you get some time. I'd like to have it on there before the bands come back, because they just been cruddy lately, leastwise, that's my opinion. The only ones I see making any contacts is that FDH stuff. And to me, that's just not ham radio. I just won't do it. And I know a lot of guys like it. Well, that's their thing, but I ain't doing it. I like sideband and CW, and I get a pleasure out of that. So I don't need to go for that other stuff.
FTA there right now and again, but I'm not. I don't do it as much as some of these guys do. We've got some guys that are diehard FTA fellas. That's what they want to work, and you know that's fine. But I don't do that. I will get on occasionally if there's a entity that's out and they're only working FTA. I'll go out there and get on it and do that. But I won't just exclusively work FTA. I work the other bands. I work CW. I work Ready. I work sideband, and you know all that stuff that goes along with it. So, you know it's weather like this where it's good to stay inside and take care of things, and when you get it cool. Now I wish I had me a basement like you did, so I would have something that was in the ground that was cool.
Prerequisites if we move down here. But by God, they're hard to find with a basement. I don't know what it is, but there's just not a lot of them got basements, Rusty. But it's a blessing, I'll tell you that. I'm glad she never asked for anything, but she wanted that, and she's quite correct.
What half of that, the first half of that, because I was coming out of that hole I dropped into. There are several holes over on this road I get on over here that I lose the repeater. Or it becomes so spotty it's not even funny. But anyway, glad to get back to the house in a few minutes and you know, just think about what I need to do around the house. So, take the rest of the afternoon easy since I got my chest out of the way and like that. So I'm just afraid, you know, I'm going to take it easy for the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad to hear you. We're at Aldi's just pulling in, so that worked out great. Catch you down the line. W2T N0TR 73 dressing.
All right, we'll catch you later, Tom, and I'll scan this sheet in and send it to you when I get back to the house. W2T clear.